more than all the world. I came out of retirement, so to speak, and I'd have only done it here. And it's been as hard as getting back into the throes of it, how much I want it, how badly I want to do well here. And I just can't thank everybody for their patience, because we've made an awful lot of changes. The lads have done, I think they've done well, changing shape and changing the way you're going to try and play is never easy. But and obviously with injuries, suspensions and a lack of fitness up front, I felt, playing Matt, because he hadn't been playing, and Silla, he's had a few knocks even today. We had to drag him out and put him on the bench when really he's only 80% fit. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody, because it's not easy. We always make it difficult, but I'm just really proud of the club. I'm really proud of the fans today. I felt they were, however nervous they might have felt, they didn't transmit that to the team. The team were a little bit nervous, but the more we grew, the better we got. And then it was all down to getting the first goal. So, wow, that's all I can say. I'm absolutely delighted. I believe we will get better and better. Yes, we need to. Of course we do, because we should have aspirations at the other end of the table. But how people do that, throwing money at things, we're not going to be doing that again. What we're going to do is try and build and get some young people in here who really care and get this crowd absolutely rocking with them, and try and have our own style, which we don't have to change. I don't have to change. And other people will start talking about the way QPR are passing the ball and moving the ball and working it from one side to the other, and the football's entertaining. I've been entertained, although we've lost far too many games. But that's what I want to do. That's what I hope I can bring here. And I want to be here a very, very long time, and I realise I've got to get better results than I've got if I want to do that. So the whole club, I believe, will look at this summer, and I think I've brought the best person for this football club to help us move it all forward, which is Gary Penrose, who's going to be helping with overall recruitment. And deep down, that's what makes us, you know, somebody signed Les Ferdinand here from Hayes and Yedin. Yeah, it's not all about someone signed Trevor Sinclair, someone signed Andy Sinton from Brentford. Do you know what I mean? What I'm saying, it's all about where you're getting your players from. And hopefully we could sprinkle in some Ryan Manning, some Furlongs who've actually come through us and care about it all. And you know, I can't stamp the style yet, because we had to win enough games to make sure. Can't wait for pre-season, I have to say.
Well, I was going to say that. You've got a game to go of this season. You're clearly already thinking about next season.
I hate to say it, we were anyway. Yeah. You know, my first thing was to try and talk Gary into coming here. He had all sorts of job offers, but we got this thing going. And he knows what I want, and he knows what I look for, and he knows what it's all about. And deep, deep, deep down, character. I thought our lads showed character today, and sometimes it's missing because they get a bit nervous. Sometimes it's difficult when you've not got aggressive, natural sort of shouters and ballers everywhere, and unfortunately footballers these days don't really do that. It's not the way it is, you know. But I gotta say, I thought our captain today led by example. I thought he was absolutely magnificent. Lynchy next to him, I can't thank him enough. I thought they were absolutely terrific, and to do it when you need to, that ain't a bad start for our foundation for next year. I didn't like the six before that. But in a lot of those, I thought we were very, very unlucky. We weren't that far off of the team who just won, or nearly won the title in Brighton the other day. We weren't that far off of Sheffield Wednesday. And really, however we do it, that's where we're trying to aim to get. I can't guarantee that, but that's where we're trying to aim to get. But for me, it's the way you do it. And it's the what I want here. And I had to go away from that a little bit because we were losing all the time. And then we've just had another little spell because the confidence ain't there yet. Do you know what I mean? And if you imagine, I watch Cesar Millan all the time about his dogs and his pack, and who's really knows anything here? How many have we actually got that have been here for 2, 3, 4, 5 years to actually guide the other ones? You know, so it's very, very difficult. I'm just so relieved and pleased that everybody here today actually saw their lads come through. And after last weekend, that was a huge win. Huge win. I believed we could do it. A lot of people coming out of that ground last week didn't.